What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Orioles lead the Mariners 4-0 as they are playing live at Camden Yards. Starting to pour. Actually, now it's 5-0 as Ryan Mountcastle sack fly. Hopefully, they get through at least 5 innings, make this an official game. But let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline as we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We usually start with the Orioles, but let's start with a team where a third of their everyday lineup is former Orioles, Manny Machado, Ramon Laureano, and Ryan O'Hearn. The San Diego Padres, who now sit a game up on the Dodgers in first place in the NL West, how the heck did they do it?
They got hot again. I mean, it's really two big stretches for the Padres. They had the 14-3 stretch to start the season, and then they were 41-46 in the middle. And in between that time, the Dodgers have been injured. They've been, you know, not injured and just not playing well. And the Padres are taking advantage. They got better at the deadline with Laureano, and I would say AJ Preller has hit it out the park in terms of the guys he's brought in and how well they fit in. They've all played, I think, above what I think you expected to get, and it's only made this team really deep offensively.
Well, and they've got to feel good going into the series with the Dodgers, where the Dodgers couldn't beat the Halos.
Yeah.
And the Padres are able to basically win a ball game in the first inning yesterday, which allows everybody to exhale, right? And you don't have to worry about using your A-team relievers. Like, I feel like, you know, this might be the right time to be catching the Dodgers. Like, this baton might really be passed here, right? And then they play again in a week from now. Like, are we talking about the Padres walking away with this division in early September?
I mean, there's certainly a possibility. I mean, the two teams are going to face each other here starting Friday six times in the next 9 or 10 days. So at that point, you know, there's still going to be a full month of the season left to go, and they both have relatively similar schedules. But, yeah, listen, the Padres are playing well enough and the Dodgers are playing bad enough to where you could see some space. But, again, when the two teams face off this weekend, you can pretty much throw everything out the window. It's going to be a tight series.
Tony, let's look at the NL wild card. And the Reds are right in the mix, man, just a game behind the Mets, who have been in a bit of a free fall. Are you buying the Reds' chances at possibly taking that final wild card spot?
Listen, I can't deny that I did not see them being in it this long, nor did I see them playing well enough to earn that last spot. But here they are, one game out of the final wild card spot. Listen, I still think the Mets are a better team. I still think they have the ability to get hot. But you know, when a team starts to believe that they belong, they can become a dangerous team. And so, certainly that ballpark, I think, is a little bit of an advantage. They play so well at home. Padres went there earlier this season and suffered the wrath from that team a little bit. And so, listen, I think they got a chance, but I still think the Mets went out when it's all said and done.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's talk about the best team in baseball, at least record-wise, the Milwaukee Brewers. They've won 12 in a row. They are firing on all cylinders. I will say our producer, Beltway Ben, not buying them in the postseason. He's a little skeptical of them once the playoffs start, but are you buying them?
Yeah, man, I think we all should take heed to Ben there and his thoughts, because I agree with him. And at this point for the Brewers, I don't think the regular season matters. I think they always should deserve credit from the regular season from the standpoint that no one ever thinks they're going to be in it. But they consistently are. And they go into the playoffs typically the hottest team going in. And for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get over the hump in the postseason. And I think because of that, it's a fair assessment to make that it really doesn't matter until they get to the postseason. They certainly have the talent. They have restock it, it seemingly, with new guys often. And, you know, here they are again. But, again, once they get to the postseason, can they get over the hump? That's been the hurdle for them.
I want to go back to the flip side of that Reds coin, which was the fading Mets. And
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I don't know, Tony. Like, I look at that rotation, man. They don't get length from anybody. Clay Holmes is starting to look like a guy who's been a late-inning reliever most of his life. You know, Peterson was the one guy you could really count on, and he occasionally would give him six, but he couldn't throw a strike last night. You know, Senga hasn't been quite as good since he's come back from the IL. Former Orioles draft pick Nolan McLean's going to get his MLB debut starting on Saturday. Like, as much as it looked like they had maybe more arms than they were going to need, like, do they have enough arms to cover this and get themselves to the postseason?
Yeah, it's funny how the game works that way, right? I mean, it did seem like they had an abundance of them, and now they're searching. And the ones that are healthy aren't throwing that well. I think Senga's going to get better. I think that kind of time off, you got to knock some rust off. I expect that he's going to get better. And listen, they may not be able to have enough, but I think they can hold off the Reds, because the Reds, as for as good as they're playing, they still are a very flawed ball club in a lot of ways. And so all that belief is great, but when it comes down to executing, I'm going to take the Mets over the Reds when it gets down to the end.
Well, let's go to the other flailing New York team, and that is the Yankees, who have been in a downturn even longer than the Mets. How concerned are you with the Yankees moving forward?
You know, out west, it's tough to tell if it's an overreaction a lot of times when you're dealing with the Yankees, because they seemingly are upsetting someone all the time, whether they're winning or they're losing. But this has lingered a lot longer than I think many of us expected. You know, I knew they were due to have a bad stretch, but this one has just kind of lingered so long to the point that you do have to start to wonder if there's something going on there. But again, I'm a big believer in the past in terms of back of the baseball card. And they got enough talent, I think. And I think they're a better ball club than any of the teams chasing them, whether we're talking Cleveland or Texas. I know both of those teams have gotten hot. But I still think the Yankees are the better team, or at least good enough to be better than those two teams.
Tony, before we let you go, the Mariners are in town. They're a game back of the Astros. Just curious, who you got in the AL West, the Astros or the Mariners?
I like the Mariners, man. I love the moves they made at the deadline to reassure them. I know Suarez hasn't necessarily gotten, you know, they haven't gotten the type of production. But when he gets down to it, you got those kind of starting rotation down the stretch. I think it's better than what the Astros have. And that's something that the Astros have really dominated when it came to whoever they were facing down that stretch in that division. They always had the better starting pitching. I think right now the Mariners do, and I think they're going to catch them.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
All right, you guys take care.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Hey, Beltway Ben, if it's okay, let's give away those tickets to the State Fair. 410-583-1057. Four tickets to the Maryland State Fair. 410-583-1057. We're live in Bowie, Chesapeake Bay Sox, taking on the Erie Seawolves, weather permitting tonight. But they're one of their main jewels in the trade deadline moves was Juwan Watts Brown. He joins us next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.